I think it goes back to the idea of you can give up chunk plays. You can do the bend but don't break philosophy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can then do the we're not going to – so basically we're going to limit all the chunk plays. Or you can do we might let up a couple big plays, but we're going to be so consistent and dominant in our technique, in our focus, in everything, in our assignments that basically we negate the impact of those big plays. Right now, there's still too many big plays. And it should, like, I'll be honest with you, the defense is worse than I thought it would be. The offense is worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But I think the defense, there's really no excuse because the defense is the healthier side of the ball. It seems like ego is the reason that they're not being the defense they were last year.
Well, so I'm trying to figure out if the defense part of this can actually be fixed. Myles Garrett is playing half of the snaps. I think he played like 72% this past weekend, so that was an uptick to what we saw. But like, is MJ Emerson going to get out of quicksand? What are we going to be able to do there? Is all of a sudden it going to be fixed, the idea that you have a lot of injuries on the defensive line, different things that have popped up? The offense seems shot. The offense seems like we're not going to be able to fix that anytime soon. How far away is this defense from going back to the defense that we thought was dominant last year, or was the dominant defense last year just fool's gold?
It's a trick question because they're doing this during the worst part of their schedule. So they're doing this against Daniel Jones and Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence and like the Dak thing. Dak is great, whatever. But like I know Jaden Daniels is a great young quarterback. You had plenty of opportunities to get after him and limit those plays. It was the mistackling. It was the little things of defense. So the problem is when it seems like they're doing the little things of defense, all of a sudden there's a huge play inexplicably that happens because of something that has nothing to do with the little things. It's just, well, your man got beat. It's like the simple mistakes that add up to the big mistakes, and all of a sudden, you look pretty damn average.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened from last year to this year. Are they that demoralized because the offense isn't able to contribute at all? Is that what's happening?
I think that's in our minds. Listen, I'm
not buying into it, but I do think it's something that some people would throw out there.
Well, yeah, but I think that's a very normal thing for the defense to go, well, when's the offense going to... But honestly, if that's what they're doing... Then it's a massive failure of leadership.
Because they won Deshaun games last year. That Tennessee game last year, Derrick Henry was held to 20 yards on 11 carries. You shut out the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You're playing Clayton Tune, but you shut out the Cardinals.
And can I tell you the other thing that bugs me about
Bengals game, week one last year?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow didn't throw for 100 yards. He threw for 82 yards.
Well, and so...
You win that game on the defense.
But consistency was the problem last year. And so now you're not counteracting dominant performances with a couple of bad oopsie games that then you kind of have to eke out with the offense, right? Now you're just getting the consistency issues. But, like, here's the other problem that I really have with giving the defense in Jim Schwartz a pass. This was the reason why you supposedly traded Baker. Well, Baker and Myles Garrett's relationship was far beyond the pale. They could not be in the same locker room. That was a line that's been thrown out here recently.
Yeah, and it was. You got the vibes of that. At the time, I remember thinking about how testy it seemed between the two.
So,
and it was the unspoken thing that was said out loud.
You get one of those. And that's not... I'm not trying to go right at Miles. But, like, you get one of those. If okay, well, now I don't like the new quarterback. All right, at some point, you got to get along.
Miles did pay off his end of the bargain, right? You win a defensive player of the year last year. You are, in essence, paying off why you went with Miles, and you continued to stay down that road just a little bit.
It doesn't excuse, and I'm not trying to make it just about Miles, but it doesn't excuse then turning around. If that were, under the working hypothesis of, well, it's because the defense is fed up with the offense, get over it.
I just wonder if we overrated them last year, and this is all this is. And in turn, then they overrated themselves last year, and they ran back with a defense that was not nearly as good as what we thought.
They haven't played anybody. My problem with that is if this was Mahomes or Burrow or Lamar or Jalen or Justin Herbert, if they were who were cooking you right now, and it was like I could totally be on board. But the guys that are beating you right now are the guys that you kicked the holy crap out of last year.
That's what goes with... Yeah, well, but last year down the stretch, it changed. And this is where I got a little worried about it. Last year down the stretch, it was about the Rams game on is when it felt like... And that's when Flacco started throwing for 300 yards and the offense kind of came to life a little bit. But it was about the Rams game on where it kind of felt like the defense... It just wasn't the same. I remember last year, they allowed 30 points a game on the road, Nick. They were dominant at home. 10 points a game at home. We've done that split a million times. But it was not all like sunshine and rainbows. within that defense.
Well, but I think that there were consistency issues. This is, they're actually being consistent.
It's consistently bad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. 216-474-0092. Are you giving Jim Schwartz a pass in all this? Because when we talk about things like tackling, missed assignments, MJ Emerson getting cooked, leaving MJ Emerson on Malik Nabers to get cooked for 2 touchdowns and 100 plus yards, and then at halftime going, should we put that Denzel guy on him? Like, these to me are mistakes of arrogance and ego and bravado. Well,
did he graduate the defense a little bit too early? Like, maybe we tried getting our high school diploma and we weren't ready to graduate from high school. Remember, like, all offseason, he kept doing that baseball analogy, right? Mm-hmm. We got to take our fastball, and now we're next year in year two. We're going to do the curveball. We're going to throw a slider in there because he loves talking baseball. Yeah. Jim Schwartz is a big baseball
Everybody's
guy, apparently.
Saying, big baseball guy.
And he tried throwing in a slider, and it doesn't work.
Well,
Get back to the fastball, maybe.
It works as well as Emmanuel Clase slider in the ninth last night. Sorry, too soon. Too soon.
Got a little deep.
But I do think ego's a problem. And I'm not talking about Jim Schwartz.
Are we talking about the dances here? What are we talking about?
No,
attached to
I'm
ego?
Just saying, like,
or the fact that Rodney McLeod can talk about how they're like still an elite defense when they've shown no sign of it.
We're gonna get to that, but even Greg Newsom yesterday saying, "Oh no, missed tackles aren't a problem." It's like you can't say that. That sounds delusional. Like, okay, I understand that big picture. He made a couple good points in there, which are missed tackles are a problem in the NFL because it is a very skilled game now and it favors the offense. Totally get that. Also, swarm tackling is a way to avoid missed tackles. Also understand that. That doesn't mean that the missed tackles for your defense specifically aren't a freaking problem, because I see it every damn week.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's the kind of thing where it's like, I understand the point you're making, but you negating the importance of missed tackles means you're talking in some way out your booty. And so Rodney McLeod was on with the Morning Boys earlier today. And I want to give Ken credit, because right out of the 920 segment, he just ripped the Band-Aid off and said, people are saying you keep talking about this elite defense. Do you still think you guys are elite? And here's what Rodney had to say.
That's just our mindset. We feel like, you know, we're the best. And so for us, it's about us just living it and being about it, you know. And so our team needs us right now to be that elite defense that we know we're capable of and that we did last year. And so that's what it's going, you know, to take for us to be able to make this run, is for us to play at a high level, carry this team, do our job. And that's it. So I believe we're the best because of the players we have, the character guys that we have, and led by Jim Schwartz. We're going to get it done.
So I don't believe that he believes this, but I think he knows other people need to hear this. It's like the fragile ego thing, fragile masculinity. So I think this is Rodney perpetuating something of basically wishing it to be true.
I don't know. I think he might believe it. I really do. You've been around enough athletes. You understand how a lot of their brains work, and that a lot of them, they get to the NFL because they're just overly positive humans, and they have that mindset of, I am going to be the best. I'm going to put in the work, and I'm going to be... And it usually works out for them. They're in the NFL for a reason. Rodney McLeod's in the NFL for a reason. It's just, you can't tell the fan base this right now. We're seeing something way different on the field every week.
So I actually think we're saying the same thing, because I think you and I agree it's that overly inflated mindset. But I think Rodney, as a veteran on this team, is saying it because I think he realizes that this defense is a bit fragile and that they're at a state where I think they're at a critical state. Like, you know, everybody keeps talking about the big picture, which I understand. Is the offense, or is the season over? And some people just want it to be over because it's easier. If you just start with the season is over, then nothing can hurt you anymore. I totally understand that, right? This is a safe space. I'm not trying to trigger you.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to the defense, this is the teetering point. You either get better from here, or you're going to just get worse from here. And it's so funny to hear people say, well, they can't get worse from here. Watch them. It's the NFL. When you lose hope in the NFL, or when you don't believe each other, or don't play for each other, any of these other things that are thrown out there. And if I hear, well, the Browns are a bunch of good guys, it's not about that. The Browns like each other. Darius and Donovan like each other. They don't like playing together.
Right, it's not enough.
Those are two different conversations.
Yeah, the problem I have is going into Sunday in the pregame, and we talked a lot about Deshaun and everything, but like, did anybody think that they were going to stop Jaden Daniels? Was there a person out there that legitimately thought the day was coming where Jaden Daniels just stunk up the joint?
I thought it was there for him. I think the first I think the first two drives showed that was possible.
I thought Deshaun against a really bad defense had to have a great day, and he should have been able to have a great day. But right now, I had no faith the defense was going to be able to stop him. And I don't know. I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't having the greatest season ever. What's going to happen 2 weeks from now when you take on Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
You mean
the guy who passed for 380 yards and lost?
And five touchdowns? Yeah, yeah. But is there any confidence that Joe Burrow won't go for that type of number against the Browns right now?
If you take out the 400 yards he's going to pass for and five touchdowns, the Browns defense will still be elite.
Yeah, yeah. Just that's all we have to do.
So you say you think he believes it.
I do.
I don't think he believes it, but I think he has to say it because I think that's what they're trying to preach
internally. He sounds like, to me right now, the guy that walks around acting like he's a millionaire and acting like he's got a really big house and nice cars and fancy everything, but you know has none of those things. That's what he acts like to me right there.
216-474-0092. Ronnie McLeod says the defense is still elite. Is it time to stop calling the defense elite? More on that. But we got Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB insider. We'll ask him whether yesterday was the one that'll get away, or the one that got away from the Guardians. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.